When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. John of Gaunt, the saint, the predator, the unveiled darkness. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we delve into a story that begins in the blinding light of miraculous hope, yet quickly descends into the deepest shadows of betrayal. We explore the rise and cataclysmic fall of a man once revered by millions as a spiritual healer, a miracle worker who drew devotees from every corner of the globe, including some of the world's most influential figures. This is the chilling account of Juamte Xera de Faria, known to the world as John of God, and the horrifying truth of the predator hidden beneath the cloak of divinity. A man who, far from being a saint, was ultimately proven to be a perpetrator of immense evil and a profound betrayer of trust. For decades, from his remote spiritual center, the Casa de Dom Inácio de Loyola, nestled in Abadiania, a small town in rural Brazil, John of God cultivated an aura of otherworldly power. He claimed to be merely a vessel, a medium through whom benevolent spirits, including that of a deceased surgeon, performed miraculous healings. His methods were often shocking. He would perform spiritual surgeries without anesthesia, inserting scalpels into eyes, scraping skin, or conducting seemingly impossible procedures with calm detachment. Thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, flocked to him annually, desperate for cures for illnesses that Western medicine deemed untreatable, or simply seeking solace and spiritual guidance. His fame grew exponentially, fueled by fervent testimonials and powerful media endorsements. His reputation transcended religious boundaries and cultural divides. He became a global phenomenon, attracting a diverse array of followers from all walks of life, the critically ill, the spiritually lost, and even celebrities. The world's attention truly honed in on him when, in 2010, Oprah Winfrey, one of the most powerful and trusted media figures on the planet, visited the Casa. Her glowing feature, broadcast to millions, bestowed upon John of God an unparalleled level of global legitimacy and credibility. He was presented as a compassionate, humble man, a channel for divine healing, and his influence skyrocketed. For many, if Oprah vouched for him, he was truly touched by something extraordinary. This association, this undeniable stamp of approval from a figure of immense trust, made his eventual downfall all the more shocking, all the more profoundly disturbing. But even as his fame soared, whispers began to circulate. Quiet, unsettling rumors from those who had ventured to Abadiania, only to leave with a sense of unease. Accusations of inappropriate touching, of private, spiritual examinations that veered into the deeply disturbing. These were often dismissed, however, by the fervent belief of his followers, who attributed any discomfort to the spiritual process or to their own lack of faith. His power, both spiritual and secular, seemed unchallengeable. He had amassed immense wealth, wielded significant political influence in his region, and commanded an almost cult-like devotion from his vast following, many of whom served as unpaid volunteers. Victims were often isolated, dependent, and too terrified to speak out, fearing not only personal retribution, but also the wrath of a community that saw him as a living saint. The whispers, however, could not be contained forever. The dam broke in December 2018. A courageous group of women, inspired by the global number Me Too movement, began to come forward publicly. The catalyst was a powerful exposé on the Brazilian TV show Fantástico. Dutch choreographer Zahara Lenneke Maus, among the first to bravely share her story, detailed how she was subjected to sexual abuse under the guise of spiritual treatment. Her courage ignited a flood of similar testimonies. Over the ensuing weeks and months, hundreds of women, from Brazil and around the world, bravely recounted their harrowing experiences of sexual assault and abuse by John of God, often describing a chillingly similar pattern of manipulation and exploitation. The scale of the alleged crimes was staggering, far beyond what any initial whispers had suggested. The global shock was palpable. The man seen as a beacon of hope was suddenly exposed as a predator, a monstrous betrayer of trust. Initially, John of God denied all allegations, maintaining his innocence and claiming to be a victim of a smear campaign. But as the accusations mounted, a warrant was issued for his arrest. He initially fled, attempting to evade justice, but was eventually apprehended, sparking a global media frenzy. The fall from grace was swift and absolute, plunging from global reverence into international infamy. The legal process that followed revealed the horrifying truth beneath the veneer of spiritual healing. John of God was eventually convicted on multiple counts of sexual abuse and rape. His sentences quickly began to accumulate, leading to decades of imprisonment. Authorities also discovered a cache of illegal firearms during searches of his properties, hinting at a darker, more controlling, and perhaps even paranoid side to the supposed peaceful healer. While specific convictions for human trafficking were not the primary focus of the initial charges, the control he exerted over vulnerable individuals, the systematic exploitation of their desperate hope, and the sheer volume of his victims painted a clear picture of a man who trafficked not just in bodies, but in the very souls of those who sought his aid. He didn't physically kill, but he destroyed lives, leaving profound and lasting scars on those he so grievously harmed. The psychological impact on his victims was immense. They had sought healing, solace, and spiritual guidance, only to be subjected to horrific abuse by the very person they trusted implicitly, a man shrouded in an aura of divinity. Their faith was shattered, their hope perverted, and their trust in humanity deeply wounded. The disillusionment extended to millions of followers worldwide, who grappled with the devastating realization that the miracles they witnessed or believed in were inextricably linked to profound evil. The case became a stark, cautionary tale about blind faith, the dangers of unchecked power, and the insidious ways in which charisma can be used to exploit the vulnerable. The legacy of John of God is one of profound tragedy and a shattering betrayal of spiritual trust. The man who once held the power to heal thousands was revealed to be a predator who caused unimaginable harm. While the court has delivered its verdicts, the long process of healing for his victims continues, an agonizing journey to reclaim their bodies and their peace of mind. His story serves as a chilling reminder that true evil can often wear the most convincing disguise, cloaked in robes of righteousness, speaking in the language of miracles, while orchestrating unspeakable acts in the shadows. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may your path always be clear, and may the false prophets never find purchase in your hope.